following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Is that worth anything? Imagine that's why it didn't happen. Oh, hello. Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way today. 888-455-3776. And, of course, if you want to be on the program for any other reason, we'd love to hear from you, whether you're talking Lopers, Broncos, Huskers, you're talking local sports, you're talking anything else in the wide world. We'd love to have you on the program. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's like somebody thought I had the San Diego money line. And that's the only other way I can think that the Chargers could blow that last night. Did I see that right? That Rivers had like 369 yards passing?
Yes, you did.
And nothing?
Yes, you did see that right. And looked like an all-world quarterback at times, but then they would get down there, and then they put in some backup you've never heard of instead of Ryan Matthews to actually score.
Matthews got hurt, right? Is that?
Well, It's not like he's maimed. I didn't break a leg.
Okay, so he was on one of your fantasy teams.
Yeah,
so
let's get that out of the way.
Yeah. Mine too, buddy.
Well, that's the way it goes, but you know what? Give it to the Chiefs' defense. I thought the first half, what a great atmosphere for Monday Night Football. You know, you saw the Ravens and Jaguars play the other night. Every time they'd show the crowd, there would just be those light blue seats scattered all over. There's, you know, anytime you had like five people with you, oh, there's six seats together, let's just sit there. There was not a seat in Arrowhead Stadium last night. Everybody standing around. Now, whether it was great football or not, that's a different debate. I thought, though, the atmosphere last night was what pro football atmosphere should be all about, because it was crazy.
Well, and we're getting into the second half of the season now where the men separate themselves for the boys and a Green Bay Packer team or whoever. I'm not saying it's the Packers, but this is where you get going. This is where you find some team that you're just going, I mean, you've got a Cincinnati team. Are they for real? I mean, this is like where Tennessee steps up and does something stupid. I mean, there's going to be some team like that steps up and does something stupid. Seattle does something stupid here. I know San Francisco's got a big lead. Something tells me they're not going to run away with that division. It's a gut feeling. So there, take the overs on that. Coming up on the program today in just a moment, UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. Of course, also on the program today, we'll be talking with Tony Harper, head football coach from Hastings College, and
Lance Terrell! Lance Terrell! Lance Terrell!
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He's going to join us as well.
Second half of the program today for Lance Terrell. So stay with us. The black shirt's out yesterday, Tony. A lot of folks were anticipating that. Are you surprised?
Well, no. You know, and I got a chance to hear most of the press conference yesterday. Had a work conflict. Had to be gone. But you know what? They were drilling Bo about it, and it was about time. I thought everybody wants to know where that defense has been. They started to show up the last couple weeks. And Bo Pelini's track record in the past, and he talks about the process, you know, other than last year down the stretch where you say what you want about how they lost those football games and whatnot, that was the only time that he's really went downhill and didn't finish on a high note. They seem to bring the team together all year. They seem to rally the troops down the stretch.
Well, we have to hope so for their case. And time now for our weekly chat with our area football coaches at Hastings College, Tony Harper, and at UNK, Daryl Morris. And Coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Coach, do you guys have, and maybe it's going to fly right through my face here that I'm forgetting this, do you guys have a tradition? I mean, I don't know that there's a black shirt tradition. Do you guys have something like that at UNK?
No, actually, we don't. That would require us to have the money to buy extra shirts. So. No, we don't have that.
Now, I know Red Verinault could probably find you about 15 old practice jerseys. If you know the story about the black shirts, I'll bet he could get something started with some blue shirts or whatever you guys want.
Some blue shirts with holes in them.
There is no doubt about it. Coach, was this same story, different spot? You get off to a quick start, the defense forces a ton of turnovers, and you guys take care of business on Saturday.
Well, we did. We got off to a very fast start, and the defense, you know, played outstanding all game long. They played 108 plays on Saturday, which is a game and a half of football, and we went into the locker room 2 weeks in a row now. We just haven't been able to come out of the locker room on the offensive side of the ball and continue where we kind of left off in the first half. We're kind of trying to figure out what that's all about. But on Saturday, it was we just couldn't hang on to the football. So, you know, it's I'm glad we are getting off the quick starts, because if we played the first half like we have the second half, we'd be in trouble.
Four fumbles lost in the ball game for UNK.
No, it's been turnovers, and Coach, you guys have turned the ball over a lot this year.
Yeah, I think we're still up by three or four turnovers, because our defense generates quite a few. But I think we've turned the ball over 28 times, which is just it's insane.
Do one of the student managers just stand by you with the bottle of Pepto-Bismol, or how's that go?
I'm into Tums now. They're small, and then you can carry them around in your pocket.
Go, Tony.
Daryl, I know you don't want to, you know, get the troops together and say, guys, we got to hang on to the football and beat it into your head, because then it becomes a mental deal.
You know, that's one of those standard, you know, you hear that from the stands, hang on to the ball, you know, like, boy, gee, there's some great advice. You know, we ought to really try doing that sometime. So, you know, I was just talking to Dick Beecher here a little while ago. You guys know Dick, and it's a common thing in football. You know, the more you talk about it, the more it seems to happen. So we talk about ball security. We talk about the process of ball security, but we're just trying not to overdo it. Maybe we need to do a little bit more, but, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joined us here. A couple of significant facts from the game. Rustin Drang finally got back into action. Tell us how he looked.
Well, he looked like the Rustin of old. I mean, first time he had the ball, he took off with it and scored on a 31 or 33-yard touchdown run, caught a couple passes out of the backfield, had one of them called back for a holding call. But I thought he looked good. He feels good. His foot was sore on Sunday, but nothing that you would not expect it to be. So I think he's well on his way to being healed up.
Obviously, you mentioned how well the defense played, and obviously some people are going to rack up some tackles if they're out there for two-thirds of the day. Who's your MVP there?
Well,
Alex Pikerich is actually the RMAC Defensive Player of the Week, and he was also our team Defensive Player of the Week, along with a couple other guys that just played outstanding. But when you play 108 plays, there's a lot of guys making a lot of plays, and Arthur Hobbs and Kenny Hill both played very well, and Kellen Warner continues to play well, and Justin Teal and Corey Morton played well. So, you know, I think it was just a good old team effort. Obviously we left. As we went through the ball game, and as I visited with the offense, you know, we had six turnovers. There were three of those turnovers where our defense was off the field for less than a minute. One time it was 6 seconds they were off the field before we turned the ball over. So, that kind of pressure put on the defense is outstanding.
There's just some incredible numbers in this game that I'll get to in a minute, but Jake Spitzelberger, coming off the worst game probably of his career a week ago, breaks the rushing record with his 35th rushing touchdown, and his numbers look better. From the coach's eyes, how did he look?
Well, other than throwing a couple picks, he ran with the ball pretty well. He threw the ball pretty well. I think, again, as we get some of our other guys back, we get Rustin Drang in the backfield with him, we get Tommy Flanagan back maybe next week, I think that will, again, open some things up, and I think our offense might start to gel a little bit. We'll be able to attack people in different ways and that we haven't been able to do for several weeks. So, I think it's going to be a positive for Jake when he gets those guys back in the offense with him.
Tony, I want to look at some of these numbers. We kind of threw out, 108 offensive plays is psychotic. They threw the ball, Western New Mexico, 74 times. They had 26 third down plays in the football game and went for it on fourth down 12 times. Daryl, some of those got to be records.
Well, I think probably the 108 plays on defense is a record for sure. We've played, you know, we play in the RMAC, so we've had some guys throw the ball on us. But I tell you what, be a defensive lineman and rush the passer, you know, 70 times, and you've had a workout. So, again, I've slobbered all over our defense for the last couple of days. I think they just did an outstanding job. Western New Mexico had the football. The last six times they had the football, they were inside our 25-yard line all six times. And I think they came away with one touchdown those six tries. So one time we pick up a fumble on the one-yard line. So I think our defense just did an outstanding job. After a while, you know, we kind of shut the offense down, didn't hand the ball to any more tailbacks, and basically said, you know, we're not going to lose this game offensively, so we're just going to ride the horse that brought us, and that's defense. So we just let those guys continue to play and win the game.
Daryl, obviously you guys are doing what you've got to do, and that's put up W's, and that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Now it's Hail Caesar. Hail Caesar. You go find our friend Caesar at Fort Lewis. You go on the road again. They've got a great quarterback from what I understand.
He is a good football player. I don't know that he's got a whole lot of talent around him right now. Coach Rivas has a young team, an inexperienced team, and I think maybe even a little bit of a beat-up team. So they're very vanilla on defense from what I've been watching with the offensive staff. They don't blitz a lot. They're just trying to line up and get some young guys in position to try to make some plays. So, you know, the weather's going to be a little bit of a factor. We'll have to see. But, you know, he's trying to get that program turned around up there, and it's going to take him a little bit of time, it looks like.
Healthier football team again this week is?
You know, Tommy Flanagan's the premier guy that's not going to play. Matt Bowman is still out with a little bit of a sprained ankle deal, but Trevor Toteef will be back. Rustin Dring is coming back. So, you know, for the most part, again, we're getting pretty healthy. We worked out Tommy Flanagan yesterday, and he didn't respond real well to the workout in terms of still having some concussion symptoms. So, you know, he'll have to sit another 6-7 days and then try it again.
Daryl, obviously, if things go well for you, you guys have a more talented football team than Fort Lewis. If you can pounce on this team early, obviously you'd like to see Rustin play, what, 3-4 series and then get him out?
Probably, yeah. I mean, we've got enough guys that have been, Ricky Trinidad. Now, we're not going to take Riley Newcomer with us because Riley's knees don't handle the altitude real well. As soon as we take him up in the altitude, his knees swell up. So we'll have to get it done with Stephen Rush and Ricky Trinidad and maybe Shad Bride. And those guys can handle the load, certainly, if we've got a lead. And we'll just rest Rustin the rest of the game if we can get by with it.
That would be inappropriate. Anyway, Daryl, I got a question off of UNK football, and I meant to ask you last week and didn't. The situation at Shadron State with Coach O'Boyle not being the head coach right now, there's an investigation. I know you probably don't know a lot about. Can you tell us what you do know?
You know, and you're exactly right. They have been very, very tight-lipped about that. It's obviously there's an NCAA investigation. We don't know if it revolves around camps or finances. They've basically said it was a recruiting type violation or something. So, but we haven't heard a peep come out of off of that campus or really out of Shadron State football, other than the fact that he has been suspended. He's not allowed on their campus. And Brad Smith's the head football coach there.
That obviously just a very strange situation, especially the timing of it during the middle of the year. And
right, not right. Him... It's unfortunate for Coach O'Boyle. It's unfortunate for, you know, their football team, but probably mostly the seniors. You know, it's shed quite a cloud over their senior year and their last couple games of their senior year, and it's unfortunate for those young men.
Well, Coach,
was shed quite a cloud over there.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and at some other point we can let the fans all know about how when you have a football banquet or you have a fundraiser for any sport, how careful you got to be with everything that's going on. So,
absolutely.
Let's come back with the win and get ready for that huge game in the season finale.
That's going to be a big one. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Daryl Morris joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They got the win, and when you have a team, this is like Western is not Wayne State, But when you've had two games like this for the Lopers, and I guess you lose to Pueblo, that shows what kind of teams you can turn the ball over against and what kind you can't. But to do what they did against Western New Mexico, basically just trying to give Western New Mexico a chance to pull the monumental upset, and yet still really just take care of business. Now it's on to Fort Lewis. Should be an easy win, and then back home for the final game of the year, regular season game of the year. They're still number two in the region, and they moved up to number eight in the Division II coaches poll.
And if you're new to that, if you stay number two in the region, if they could win the next two ball games and stay number two in the region, that would give them a first-round bye. They would sit out a week, hopefully get everyone healthy. Then third team would play 16, fourth team would play 15. The 4-5 matchup,
you would get the
lowest. I guess you'd get the lowest seed. It would, right?
It just depends on how it all plays out. But the bottom line is St. Cloud State came away with a huge win over Minnesota Duluth and jumped up to third. That may actually help UNK, because had Minnesota Duluth beat St. Cloud State, just a power ranking thing, Duluth might have moved up to number two. So St. Cloud State winning, I think, has actually helped Saginaw State of Michigan, who UNK has played in the playoffs, is fourth. Duluth is fifth. Ashland of Ohio sets in sixth right now in those regional rankings. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Remind you that all of our folks on the Doug and Daddy Show and guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Check out the original chicken sandwich. That's right. Every day you can get two of them for just $4. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll swing to Hastings with Tony Harper next.
Why do we go through so much hassle for our morning coffee? We make it, wait in line for it, fuss with cream and sugar. There has to be a faster and easier way to shake the morning buzz. There is. 5-Hour Energy. It's ready right now. No making, waiting, or fussing required. And it really works. Just open it up, knock it back, you're done in seconds. Now that's fast and easy. 5-Hour Energy. The no wait, no hassle way to a great morning. Try it today.
Individual results may vary. See 5hourenergy.com for more details.
Wow, what a wild start to the football season. Record-breaking kick returns, last-minute touchdown grabs, and teams nobody expected jumping out to a great start. Not even yours truly could have predicted the twists and turns we've seen so far in both college and the pros. But one thing you can always predict, all season long, you can find the seats you want at StubHub. And often for a lot less than you think. Head to StubHub, grab your seats, strap in for what's sure to be one heck of a wild ride.
StubHub!
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The second round of the state football playoffs Wednesday in C&D, and we've got you covered right here in PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN Radio, Shelton is at Garden County at 2:30. Boone Central is at Minden at 6 o'clock. On Classic Hits, 98.9, Loomis is at O'Neill St. Mary's at 3. Kearney Catholic is at Blue Hill at 7. On 12:30, KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Atkinson West Hold at 4. And on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner hosts Humphrey St. Francis at 6. It's the state playoffs Wednesday.
We'll see sunshine develop across the area today, followed by some increasing cloud cover this afternoon. With a high of 62, winds out of the north will increase to 10 to 20. We'll then see rain showers into tonight with a low of 34. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 54.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
Doug and Danny Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on a Tuesday. Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. And in the second half of the show, Lance Sorrell out of Loomis, Nebraska senior defensive back, is going to join us as well. Daddy, how was Halloween?
Halloween was excellent, excellent at the Davis household. 57 corn dogs went out, and
he's not lying, folks. That's what he gives out.
Well, I give candy, too, because obviously you got to have the old reliable, but gave out 57 individually wrapped corn dogs and gave two to the fat kid.
I just got to think that the parents see that when they get home and go, can't be any good, and they toss it.
Oh, I was a big hit in the neighborhood. Awesome, man, this house gave us corn dogs. I'm like, hell yeah, kid. You go. You tell mom how cool I am.
Who was the coolest outfit?
You know what? I got to go with Pirate was pretty cool. And then this little kid that couldn't really move around had the turkey, had the turkey feathers in the background. That was an awesome costume.
And one of your nephews was Troy Polamalu.
Yes. Had the whole Steeler outfit on with his hair coming out. Did not carry the bottle of Head and Shoulders, which I highly recommended to my brother, but to no avail.
Young kids, they want to worry about is that bag full of stuff.
But I did. This little kid is kind of chubbier, and I said, "Here, buddy, you better have two. That one ain't gonna do you no good."
Well, he might not make it to the next house.
Well, you know,
nutrition right there. I'll tell you what, I had volleyball all night last night, but when I got back, I did go out for that last hour, and it was a pretty easy costume for me. I just took the shirt off, showed the bronze abs, had the gold medal on, and I went as Jordan Brown. I mean, it was pretty easy.
That's all you got to do.
It was pretty easy, and I assume a lot of people around Hastings did the same. Tony Harper joins us, head football coach at Hastings College. What do you think, Coach?
Man, I don't know, but you just put an interesting picture in my mind that I don't know if I'm going to be able to get rid of.
It's hard to keep with this bronze at this time of the year. Hey, Coach, congratulations. I didn't see who everybody picked, but I knew we had Hastings College this week in the trib contest. And thank you to Mr. Garcia, and thanks to the team. Congratulations on a big win.
I appreciate that. The kids played hard, coaches coached hard, and it was a great atmosphere and a great game to be a part of.
Talk about Johnny a little bit. He's the co-special teams player of the week, and only co because another kid also had an outstanding Saturday.
You know what Johnny did? He's really improved every day and every week that he's been here. And you know, he came out, I think he went 36, 37, 42, 47. And, I mean, without him, we're not in such a great mood today. And Johnny was just calm and cool, put that thing through the uprights, and did what he's supposed to do.
17 rushing yards. That's not a typo, what you held down to. I guess you committed to stop their run and gave up some things in the pass game, but we always say if you can stop the run, you're going to win a lot of football games.
Well, yeah, Coach Westphal, Coach Brown, you know, the man with the golden abs, those guys are doing a great job with the defense. And, you know, credit to Doan's offensive line. That's a good team, and they were well-deserved for that 17 national ranking. But toward the end, we just pinned our ears back, went after him, and Coach Westphal made some adjustments in that halftime with our coverages, and we came out and threw a couple different wrinkles at him and went from there.
Defensively, Chase Langenberg had a really big game for you.
He really did, and, you know, the thing with Chase is he's been a great player all this season, and, you know, what we were able to do with him or what Chase was able to do is he was able to come off that edge later on in the game. We couldn't come inside like we initially wanted to, and Coach Brown made that adjustment. Chase came off the edge, had a good game.
You also had one of those St. Cecilia boys step up, a couple interceptions.
He was huge. Riley Nickel played a heck of a game Saturday. And, you know, we got him back there returning some punts, and that's something I like to recognize him for, too, because we kind of struggled with that early in the season. You know, he caught a couple ones in some tough areas, and he had a good return, I think, about 30 yards. You know, Riley's just a football player. He doesn't look that he don't look that good, but he is always in position to make a play.
We're talking with Tony Harper, head football coach of the Hastings College Broncos, after their 19-17 win over Doan. This is a 17-10 ball game at halftime. Did you like the way and the position you were at half?
Really did. We were talking to the coaches right before we went in and talked to our guys. We just said, hey, let's just keep doing what we're doing. You know, that offense did a good job the second half. They came back out. They wanted to establish the run. Coach Holtz called with that offensive line. Keenan Blodge ran hard. I think he had over 100 yards on Saturday, and that really kind of stuck it to them a little bit. They had to stay on the field a little bit longer than they wanted to, and we were able to move that ball and get some first downs.
We nitpick at things all the time, Coach, and you look offensively. Probably the passing numbers as far as completions go aren't where you want them right now.
No, and I think that's kind of a combination of a couple things. You know, we're kind of struggling at times running the right route, catching the balls. At other times, we're just not getting rid of the ball quick enough. But it's getting there. You know, the thing that Johnny brings to the table, though, is his running ability. I mean, Coach Holscott, Coach Kamara did some zone read stuff with him later on, and he had a couple big runs. So that was able to get some guys open. You know, Zane Anstein's having a really good year at tight end. We got him behind the linebackers a couple times. We're just not built to stretch the field vertical. We got to take our chances and just kind of wear them down on the field.
Talking with Tony Harper here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm trying to see how long this game lasted. 13 penalties for 170, and you're at home? What in the world?
I tell you what, I got to write the commissioner or something about that. That was ridiculous. But, you know, they played hard with it. Were there some? They weren't stupid penalties. They were just mental mistakes. You know, there was a couple times that, you know, we got a couple high lows, got a couple holding play penalties and a couple face masks. But all in all, we got to be a lot smarter, you know, toward the end of the game. I think if you were to chart when they started getting a lot of penalties toward the end of the game, our guys started getting smarter and the less penalties we had. But, like, I mean, we just can't have that many penalties.
Okay, Coach, Northwestern's up next. What do we know about them?
They're good. they're really good. Their defense, they play a 3-5. They get after you. They roll some coverages. You know, they did a great job last week against Dakota Wesleyan by shutting them boys out, and that's a good football team. Offensively, they're running a spread option, and we're going to have to tackle and play our assignments and do our rules.
As you take a look at your playing rated teams now, back-to-back and going on the road for the second one, maybe your biggest challenge of the year right here?
Up to this point, because it's game week and this is who we're playing, it really is. You know, and like what we told the guys after the game, enjoy this one, fellas, but we got to get one on the road. So we just got to come out and we got to play perfect because, again, Northwestern's a great team. But we got to have a lot more success on the road just like we're having at home, and hopefully things will bounce our way.
Coach, let me ask the fan question here. You get a good win over a ranked team. If you pull an upset this weekend on the road against a ranked team, one game to go, can 7-3 do anything for you after two ranked wins if that happens?
You know, I really don't know. And the thing, our number one message all year has been, worry about who we're playing this Saturday. Everything else will take care of itself. And, again, that's coach speak. You hear that from every coach you guys talk to. But I really don't know. I really can't concern ourselves with that. What we got to do is we got to continue to get better, which, again, that's coach speak. But we got to do the little things right. We got to cut the penalties down. We got to tackle, and we got to complete the passes when we're throwing it. And who knows? I mean, it's a long shot. To be honest with you, it is an extreme long shot, but that's why they play the games, though.
Yeah, but you took care of 17. 20 should be no problem.
You said that, not me.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations, and we'll talk again next Tuesday. Have a safe trip, and best of luck. Bring back a W.
Sounds good. Thank you all.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Wow, we covered a lot of ground there in a short amount of time. The things that they did well, the things that they didn't do well, I'll guarantee you this, you get a penalty number anywhere even close to double digits on the road, and you're done. 13 at home for 170 yards. That was holding them to some field goals instead of some touchdowns.
Well, you found a way. You know, when we talk about UNK, they found a way. Hastings College found a way. And
Doan wasn't clean. They had 7 for 79, so that had to be a fun game with 20 penalty flags going out there.
You know, third down conversions wasn't clean for either team. 3 of 15 for Doan, 5 of 17 for Hastings. But you find a way and you do it with a kicker, and 47-yarder gets it done. Not much time left.
Lance the rail! Lance the rail! Lance the rail!
Lance is coming up next here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Howard, host of The Herd. Imagine losing the important files on your computer. I don't know about you, but in 2011, my life is on my computer. Files about my kids, birthdays, family stuff, marriage stuff, radio stuff, all my contacts. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup. All right, it backs up the files on your PC or Mac automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's safe, it's secure. For just $59 for the entire year for unlimited backup, you get Carbonite. Plus, you'll get anytime, anywhere access to those files. Don't risk losing your important files to a computer disaster. Back them up with Carbonite today. Go to Carbonite.com, type in my offer code, Colin. You get a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's carbonite.com. Use the offer code Colin. Why take the chance of losing crucial files? Carbonite Online Backup.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunshine develop across the area today, followed by some increasing cloud cover this afternoon. With a high of 62, winds out of the north will increase to 10 to 20. We'll then see rain showers into tonight with a low of 34. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. If that weather rolls in overnight and tomorrow like it is supposed to, could be some different things going on in the world of football. So keep it here. We'll keep you updated. It's a very busy day in high school football tomorrow. We are scheduled to bring you the following games here on ESPN. Shelton at Garden County at 2:30. Minden hosting Boone Central at 6. Hastings St. Cecilia is at Atkinson West Hold at 4 on 1230 KHAS. On Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow, Loomis against O'Neill St. Mary's at 3. Kearney Catholic at Blue Hill at 7. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Humphrey St. Francis at Giltner. And that game is at 6. We had Giltner coach Jeff Ashby on the show yesterday. If you missed any of those interviews from the last couple of days or last couple of weeks, all you have to do is go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, where tomorrow will be for another Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan will be on hand to talk about the best defensive performance of the year from the Huskers in their win over Michigan State, preview Northwestern, and see where Nebraska's at in that Big Ten hunt to get to Indianapolis. 11 to 12, the Doug and Daddy Show. Come on in early, grab lunch from their full menu at Cunningham's, and then Sean Callahan from 12 to 1 talking Husker football and answering all of your questions. And we'll talk a little Husker football in just a moment here with Lance Thorell, the defensive back out of Loomis, one of many, about 20 guys that got their black shirts yesterday.
It's interesting, Doug, because you mentioned the other division and how the Big Ten title game's taking shape and all that. Penn State on that other side, sitting in the driver's seat right now. The schedule is yet to come for Penn State also. But they've got a two-game lead.
But speaking of Penn State, the television networks have exercised that six-day option again, so we do not know the kickoff time for sure, but it'll either be at 11 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. I don't know. 11 a.m. at Penn State may work out for Nebraska. I don't know. They'll be out there the day before anyway and then get home at a good hour, and maybe that'll be good to go out with the same focus that they had, albeit it was at home this past Saturday. It will be at either 11 or 2:30. The Penn State game will not be a night game in Happy Valley, which is good with the weather conditions that they could have. So Nebraska-Penn State will either be 11 a.m. or 2:30, but we won't know that until either late Saturday or sometime on Sunday. They can make the decision anytime before noon on Monday, actually, of when they want to have that. So waiting to see how everything plays out this week before we find out when Nebraska Penn State is.
Everybody's looking forward, you know, the rest of the season, but Northwestern's up this Saturday first.
He's the star of the moment, Daddy. We've been talking about Lance Thorell, and every once in a while get kidded about Lance Thorell from time to time. And he's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and in just a moment we'll be asking him some of the questions that everybody else is asking him. But I found it interesting so far this year that you've seen a small-town kid, and of course Lance out of Loomis, everybody knows that. You've seen Tyler Legate get his moment this year. You've seen Matt May get his moment this year, and I think you can go down the line. Lance actually had his moment right out of the gate.
You're absolutely right, and I know the people around me knew it because I knocked down about four people when I saw him carrying that flag out of the tunnel. That, you know what? It started before the game, actually, carrying the flag out of the tunnel. That was a huge honor in itself, I thought. Lance, tell us how that comes to pass. How do you get that flag in your hands, first of all?
Well, I don't really know how I got it. Right before the game, Coach Jamrog come up to me and he said, well, they announced the captains, and then they said, Lance, you're going to carry the flag out with Jason Ankra and Spencer Long. So I don't really know why they chose me, but, man, when they asked me to do it, I was honored and thrilled to do it.
Jared Crick, who carried it out the first day, kind of told us the story, but for the folks that don't know it, this has to do with a gentleman that has served in the armed forces overseas. Can you give us a quick recap of what the flag is all about and how, now halfway through the season, what it has meant?
Yeah, during fall camp, we had a Navy SEAL come talk to us. His name is Jack Riggins, and I've actually kept in touch with Jack over the season. You know, he gave us that flag. He said it's been on a bunch of combat missions with the Navy SEAL, and, you know, for him to give that to us in fall camp, it was just a tremendous honor, and, you know, for me to be able to carry it out on the field was, you know, unbelievable. It was just a great experience.
You say you've kept in contact with him. Where is he at right now?
He's down in Kansas. He's finishing up his grad school down there. I don't know when what, but he comes up to Lincoln every now and again, and he's always giving us shout outs, and you know we meet him up at the stadium and stuff. So he's a good guy, and he's fun to be around.
Lance Thorell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lance, obviously the thing could not start it any better for you. You knew going in that you were going to see a lot of action in this game because of personnel, I assume.
Yeah. We knew that they'd come out a lot of like 12 personnel, and since I moved to the Buck backer, that's what we play against, 12 personnel. So I knew going into the game I'd be getting a lot of playing time, but boy, I didn't think it'd start out like it did.
Are you one of the smallest and whitest Buck backers in the country?
I think I meet both those requirements, yeah.
Mike Babcock was talking to Lance after practice yesterday, and I heard some of the quotes that he talks about being a Buck linebacker after being a corner, being in the dime package. You've got a lot. It seems like you've had to learn a lot more. Is that true?
Yeah. The defense is, once you get your grips on the overall defense, you know, everyone just has their position on the field. And, you know, once you learn the whole defense, you can pretty much play any position. And I've kind of, you know, proved that, you know, going from corner to safety to dime to nickel to buck to, I don't know, who knows, maybe next game they're going to make me put my hand in the dirt and play nose tackle or something. I don't know. But it's pretty much wherever I can get on the field, I just, you know, I make the most of it. And, I work my tail off at that position.
Well, you made the most of it when you jumped that first route. Take us through that play and what you saw coming at you.
Well, all week long, I've been memorizing the signals that the coaches have been signaling on the field, and so I knew that play was coming. No, I'm just kidding. I just saw that, you know, it was third and short. I saw B.J. Cunningham lined up against me, and I was like, well, he's their best wide receiver, so they're probably the quarterback. You know, that's usually his go-to guy. And, well, you know, when he came off the line and ran the slant, you know, I just happened to make a break on it and, you know, was able to jump it.
All right, now be honest with me. Obviously, you've seen yourself, and they pronounced your name correctly nationally on SportsCenter. Tell me what you thought when you saw that, because I know you've had to see it.
I did see it, actually. I went home and watched it, and yeah, for them to get my name right finally was a huge success in itself. But no, I got goosebumps watching it, you know, because to be honest, when it happened on the field,
I don't even remember it hardly. Like, I don't even know how the ball ended up in my hands. But, you know, looking back on it, it was a good play.
Lance Terrell, Nebraska defensive back and big-time Buck linebacker, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He gets ready for another ag class over there on East Campus today, and the Huskers getting ready for Northwestern. The black shirts came out, Lance. There's another big honor. Tell me about your thoughts when you guys, I heard it was quick, you just walked in, you saw them, and it was time to get on the field after meetings, but you've had about 24 hours, not even quite, to let that soak in. Talk about seeing the black shirts.
Yeah, just coming down from meetings and seeing the black shirt hanging from my locker, I mean, it was just a tremendous feeling. I can't really describe it. You know, just growing up as a kid, you know the tradition and the legacy behind a black shirt. And, you know, for me to get one, it's unbelievable. And, I never dreamed that, you know, I'd be where I am today. And I've never taken anything for granted. Everything that's ever, you know, that's happened to me this while I've been down here, it's just, you know, it's been awesome. And I can't be more thankful.
Okay, be honest. Tears in the eyes. What's your initial reaction?
I wouldn't say tears in the eyes, but it was close. You know, it really hit me. Like, man, this is real. You know, I actually got one, so it was an incredible feeling.
Obviously, now you want to hold on to the black shirt, just like everybody else wants to hold on to the black shirt. It was a great team effort on Saturday. Northwestern rolls in this week. To me, same type of a quarterback, a guy that likes to stand in the pocket and chuck the ball around. Are you expected to see the same type of plays, as number of plays, same type of action this week?
Yeah, I think so, if not more. They kind of have a spread offense, you know, where they like to spread it out, and that's where we'll go to our dime package, which I'm in. Along with that black shirt comes responsibility now, you know, and we got to, you know, play at a higher level, and we got to keep that level of focus that we had last week, and, you know, we got to just prepare and come out ready to play.
Lance, looking back on this whole experience in Lincoln, did you ever realize the amount of work and dedication it was going to take when you got down there?
I mean, I had some idea of, you know, that it'd be a lot of work and a lot of time, but, man, now that just looking back on all the stuff that we've been through and all the stuff they put us through, it's just like, you know, it's a full-time job, and it's been a fun experience, made a lot of friendships throughout the way, and having your friends around each and every day, you know, no matter what they put you through, it's always going to be fun, and that's what it's been for me.
Lance, I kind of asked you this question at the press conference after the game, but with the last couple of years, the playing time kind of going down, you've always kept your spirits up. Does this validate it now? Does this make it all worthwhile? Because you could have went to any college in the state of Nebraska, NAIA Division II, and played a lot of football. Are you just glad now that you've at least got another opportunity to play football?
I am. You know, like you said, there's been a lot of ups and downs along the way, but I've always just kept a positive attitude and just kept working, and, it's finally it's all coming together, and I couldn't be more thankful for that.
You know, every year the Lincoln Journal Star, the Omaha World Herald, they put out their preview magazines of the season. To have Rex Burkhead tell the whole nation that more girls on the Lincoln campus ask him about you. how big of an honor was that?
That was a huge honor. Every girl that wants my phone number, I just pass it on. I just give them Daddy's number because I know he'll take them.
And Daddy's in the representative business. Obviously, with his newfound fame, Mel Kiper will have you on one of his boards here anytime soon.
Yep, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Lance, it was fun, and I told you, we joked after the game that when you're in the stadium, your cell phone doesn't, I mean, you don't get each individual text message because there's so much stuff going on in the towers. But when you picked off the pass, I got to be honest, I was holding my phone, I thought, what is going on? Is no one watching this? And then all of a sudden, I thought it was actually a party in my pants because the thing went absolutely berserk. And I think there were 17 at one time that, I mean, just over and over. over and over, and I read some of them to you, but there's a lot of people that have followed you since Central Nebraska, and I think everybody kind of follows their local kids, and you got a lot of support back here, and it had to be fun after the game to see some of those people.
Yeah, it was incredible how much, you know, how many texts and phone calls, and, you know, my Facebook page was blowing up, and, you know, just all the support from back home, you know, everyone telling me how proud they are of me, and I just, you know, I couldn't be more thankful for all the support that everyone's given me.
And the questions yesterday after practice, so where have you been playing? What have you been doing on special teams? Who are you? Where'd you come from? I guess now, Lance, a lot more is going to be expected of you. Are you ready for that?
I am. You know, you just got to keep a level head. You got to focus every week and, you know, come to work during practice because that's where, you know, you'll win the games is during the week of practice.
Lance, I've got to ask you about Sean Fisher. You kind of took his position in this defense is a position which, looking come into the season, he had a firm grasp on. What's that like, just being around him?
Oh, me and Sean are good friends, and, you know, when they made this change with the Buck linebacker, they wanted someone just a little more who could go out and, you know, cover the receivers too at the same time. And Sean's more of a big, you know, big-bodied kid, kind of, you know, stop the run force type guy. He's handled it well. He still does some of the base personnel, you know, when they get on like the goal line and stuff. So, you know, we all realize that, you know, every position, you know, you got to compete for your job. And, you know, at any minute, if you're not performing, you know, it could be taken away. So, you know, it just all comes down to you guys got to work every week and compete.
Well, the D caught a lot of crap early on this season. How much of it directly was affected to the health of this team? Were they a little bit more banged up than everybody and then the coaches were letting on?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not having Alfonso to start the year, you know, I think really hurt us. There's countless other guys, you know, that have been hurt and stuff throughout the year. So, injuries have been a big part of it, and, you know, Michigan State game, you know, we were finally able just to, I think, you know, kind of settle down. We all knew what we were doing, and, you know, when you know what you're doing out on the field, you can play a little more reckless, and, you know, that was what happened, and, you know, the outcome was what we wanted.
Well, we're real happy to catch up with number 2-3 here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lance, thanks so much for the time, and thanks for the T-shirts. We really appreciate them.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem at all, Lance Thorell. I haven't washed mine since Saturday. That's what I told his folks, too. I'm not going to.
I actually did. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised that they found one that you can sport around.
That was a good find.
I mean, you don't just wear it as kind of a half shirt, do you?
No, extra fabric.
There you go. Lance Thorell, great to have him on the show today as he's off to class as Nebraska gets ready for Northwestern. Again, just a fun kid. It's good to see some of these guys being able to contribute and being able to do well.
You know, I think you just go down there saying, hey, I'm going to walk on down there, just see what I – you don't know if you're ever going to see that field. For every one Lance Thorell or for every one, pick who you want, there's 10 other guys that have been down there, 20 other guys that have been down there, got, you know – been on the team, got lost in the shuffle.
You give me that Nebraska media guide right now, I will read seniors' names that you've never heard of. And that's the unfortunate thing about it for a lot of these kids. And they're still on the team. They must like it. They like what's going on. So,
but to get on the field and contribute like that and to make an interception on national TV in a huge ball game right at the start to get things rolling for your team, that's pretty cool.
Let's take a break. We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
Hey, we're here with David Rudeman to talk about the Goodyear Boot Camp Challenge benefiting support our troops.
Man, why'd I get stuck in a backseat?
Because you didn't call shotgun.
Yeah, whatever. So Goodyear is getting drivers to compete on an obstacle course to help military families.
So who do you think's going to win, David?
No comment.
You got nothing?
Wouldn't want to be a backseat driver.
Yeah, whatever.
Visit Goodyear.com to see who wins and donate to support our troops. Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
Have you been thinking about buying or starting a business? Sport Clips Haircuts may be your answer.
How strong a franchise is Sport Clips?
Sport Clips has been an Entrepreneur Magazine Top 500 franchise for 13 consecutive years with more than 800 stores nationwide.
Is Sport Clips right for me?
Sport Clips is a manager-run model with outstanding support. No industry or haircutting experience is necessary, and you can even keep your current job. Visit onasportclips.com to learn more. That's onasportclips.com.
Fellas, this is it. The moment each of us have been waiting for. We finally hit the big time. We're going to replays. The Men's Cup.
Yeah!
Have we been looking for a place to call our own with lots of TVs?
Yeah!
Do we all want a great haircut that doesn't cost a lot of money?
Yeah!
Do we want a man cave where we can play video games?
Oh, yeah!
Then get on that bus. We're going to replays.
Replays. The Man's Cup. Just north of Kearney's Dairy Queen on North 2nd Avenue. Check Replays out on Facebook.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City Storm will host Omaha Friday and travel to Sioux Falls Saturday. Face-off is set for 7:05. The ninth-ranked Nebraska football team will host Northwestern Saturday at 2:30 on the Big Ten Network. The UNK football team travels to Fort Lewis Saturday at 1. Hastings College football is at Northwestern of Iowa Saturday at 1. In volleyball, Nebraska will host Michigan Friday and Michigan State Saturday at 7. The UNK volleyball team will host Wayne State Tuesday night at 7, Colorado Springs Friday, and Colorado Mines Saturday. Hastings volleyball will be at Midland Lutheran Tuesday, host Concordia Thursday, and travel to Dakota Wesleyan Saturday. In soccer, the Hastings men will take on Dort Tuesday at 6. The Hastings women will welcome in Briarcliff Thursday. In basketball, the Hastings men will be hosting York Tuesday. The Hastings women will be hosting Southwestern College Tuesday. And the UNK women have an exhibition game at Nebraska Sunday at 2. And that's a Sports Minute.
We'll see sunshine develop across the area today, followed by some increasing cloud cover this afternoon. With a high of 62, winds out of the north will increase to 10 to 20. We'll then see rain showers into tonight with a low of 34. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 54.
First day of November, as the winds howl in, they're going to be bringing bad weather with it in the next 24 hours. So crash through it with your new or pre-owned vehicle from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You're on the lot, and the sales folks will help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and, most importantly, your budget. You know what the price is right from the get-go because it's right there on the window of every one of their vehicles with their hassle-free pricing. Come on in, keep it simple and hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com. And, of course, you can join them on Facebook, and there's so many other great ways to keep up with what's going on with Midway. Maybe before the storm comes in, you want to get your vehicle in for a little oil change. They can do that. No appointment, 30 minutes, Mopar Quick Lube at Midway. Give them a buzz, whip in. It takes less than 30 minutes. You can hang out in the lounge. If you don't even have that amount of time, they'll shuttle you to wherever you need to go, pick you up as well. That's what they do for you. They make it hassle-free. They make it stress-free at the Midway Auto Group. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Uh-oh. We got volleyball tonight. UNK, Wayne State. It's a top 10 matchup at the Health and Sports Center. Wayne's back up to 10. UNK, nobody's losing enough above them, I guess. They stay at number 6 in the country. First serve tonight is set for 7 o'clock. The Lopers have the players of the week in Haley Lake and L.A. Pesavento. High school volleyball tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. The C-18 sub-district final from Grand Island Northwest. Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul. The Wildcats' big win over Minden last night, 18-16 in the fifth set. Minden, though, still looks okay to get into the state tournament on a wild card. But you were gone yesterday.
You know what? But a big upset there. I think everybody expected Minden, but a great crowd I heard from St. Paul.
Yeah, you don't see many upsets on the opening night, but you don't see many matchups like that. Sandy Creek, who had a good season, they were knocked out last night as well. Fillmore Central, that's just
they will not advance.
Six of the top 10 teams, no, six of the top 10 teams in the preseason are in that same district. And right now it's down to Central Catholic, Fillmore Central, St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic. in that district. And so much more going on tonight for the high school volleyball girls as well. The matchups also include these: Wood River taking on Centura. Centura upset Shelton last night. Blue Hill will play Hastings St. Cecilia. Exeter Milligan against Bruning Davenport Chickley. Kennesaw against Elba North Loup Scotia. Overton will play Hitchcock County. Hampton against Lawrence Nelson. Axtell against Giltner. Ansley against Litchfield. Bertrand will take on Brady. And Class B and a few of the other districts that didn't begin last night will begin tonight as well. Class A tomorrow, Kearney makes the trip into Omaha for their matchup in high school volleyball, number 2 seed in their district. Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you've not won in the last 2 months, this is your opportunity to do so. 888-455-3776. We'll ask you a question. If you get it right, you get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Pick up whatever you want, maybe a steak, maybe some bacon, maybe you want a little fresh frozen seafood, maybe you're putting it towards a Thanksgiving ham or turkey. It's all right there at Troutman's. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, would you like a college football, pro football, or Daddy, do you have a question?
It's college football, yeah.
We like to hang with football, or would you like a different question?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, a college or NFL?
College.
All right, Daddy, go ahead.
What team did Northwestern play in their bowl game last year?
You going to give him a hint?
No.
No hints? Okay.
Gee, thanks.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. I'll give you a hint. What bowl game was it, Tony?
It was a Ticket City Bowl.
Oh. Well, there. The Ticket City Bowl.
Okay. Memphis.
It was not Memphis. That's a heck of a guess for the Ticket City Bowl. What the hell's the Ticket City Bowl?
I don't know. Never heard of it. I just
There's a brand new bowl? That's incredible. That's below the Yankee Bowl, what they played in New York?
The Gotham or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. 888-455-ESPN.
By the way, that would have been Kansas State and Syracuse, I believe.
Yeah, and Kansas State hasn't, well, they went lost this week, but they've done pretty good in between. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Troy.
Troy, you want the NFL or you want college?
College, please.
Danny? Who did Northwestern play in their bowl game last year in the Ticket City Bowl? It was a Big 12 team.
Kansas State.
Was not Kansas State. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Hello?
Anybody there?
Yeah.
Who? Go ahead.
Steve.
Steve, what's going on, man? You want pro or you want college?
Let's try college.
Man, nobody likes the pros anymore, Daddy. What's up with that?
I want to know if this is too easy.
Oh, that is pretty easy, Tony.
Okay.
But go ahead. Go with it. Nebraska's playing Northwestern this year.
Okay,
Pat Fitzgerald played at Northwestern, the head coach.
Yeah. What position did Pat Fitzgerald play?
Quarterback.
Was incorrect.
No, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's stay on the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Michael,
turn your radio down just a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. We'll give Michael a chance to do that, and then we'll give Michael the trivia question of his choice. Do you want college or NFL football?
Let's try the NFL.
All right. Something very strange happened last week. Carson Palmer, of course, Oakland had a bye this week. Carson Palmer threw 3 interceptions in one half, in the second half of last week's Oakland Raiders game. Who was the last quarterback before Carson Palmer to throw 3 interceptions in one half in an NFL game?
Cutler.
That's a that is a great guess. Incorrect, though. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Was there anybody that went as Lauren Cook last night for Halloween?
No, yeah, I don't know, but that...
That would have been kind of easy to pull off. You would have had a Nebraska volleyball jersey, but outside of that...
And a little Sammy Hagar playing, I can't drive 55.
That's right. And shredded attire and all that. So let's stay on the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, you want college or you want NFL?
NFL.
Okay, Carson Palmer in the last Raiders game, right? It was the last Raiders game, right?
2 weeks ago, not
this weekend, but not this week, last week, however. Yeah, sorry about that. Carson Palmer threw three interceptions in one half. Who was the last quarterback to throw three interceptions in one half? I'll give you a clue. It happened this year.
I have no idea.
Try back.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Andy.
Andy, you want a pro question or you want a college question?
We're going pro.
Okay, I'm sticking with the same question, and then we'll probably try a new one. Carson Palmer threw three interceptions in the second half of the last Oakland Raiders game. Who was the last quarterback, and it happened this season, to throw three interceptions in one half of football?
Tom Brady?
No, he may have done it, but he wasn't the last one to do it. It's not Tom Brady because he had some struggles against the Buffalo Bills. That's a great guess. 888-455-ESPN or 3776, of course. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
This is Ron.
Ron, you want college or NFL?
Amy College.
What position did Pat Fitzgerald play at Northwestern? Their current head coach, what position did he play at Northwestern?
Offensive lineman?
Not offensive lineman. 888-455-3776. He's a little guy, isn't he? I mean, he's a football player, but I guess I don't know. He's too small to be an offensive lineman, it would have thought. Of course, you know, that was been a while ago. 97 graduate of Northwestern. Stay on the phone lines. We've got a tough one apparently today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Dustin.
Would you like college or NFL?
We'll go college.
What position did Pat Fitzgerald play at Northwestern?
Gosh darn it. I know it.
And
defensive end?
Not defensive end. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Quincy.
Would you like the pro or the NFL?
College.
Oh, he said college, but give him college, Daddy. Northwestern, they played a Big 12 team in the Ticket City Bowl last year. Who was it?
Texas Tech?
It was Quincy.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Quincy. Way to be you.
It's a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats coming your way. Quincy, hold on the line. Merritt will get you hooked up. Thanks so much. Pat Fitzgerald, I thought that would be a little easier if we would have thrown out that he was.
He
helped the Wildcats win back-to-back Big Ten titles.
He was an All-American.
Twice won the Bronco Nagurski Trophy and won the Bednarik Award as a linebacker.
Football Hall of Fame
that's
already.
Incredible. Pat Fitzgerald, how they jar your name. And the pro question, of course, as one of the Oakland Raider fans knows the answer to this. It's so awesome. Carson Palmer threw three interceptions in the second half of the last Oakland Raiders game. Who was the last quarterback, and it happened this year, to throw three interceptions in a half? Oakland Raiders Kyle Bowler in the first half of that game. That was my favorite one right there.
Hey, we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox. Derek says, hey, thanks for a great interview with Lance Sorrell. He's all class.
Damn right he is, folks. And if you missed any or all of that, don't forget you can always check it out on our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow it is our Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan from Husker Online will be on hand. Doug and Daddy's show from 11 to 12. We'll speak with Sean at the end of the show and then turn it over to the folks at Cunningham's from 12 to 1. Come in early, get lunch off their full menu, and talk football. He'll answer all your questions. Also tomorrow on the show, Bob Jensen to preview the playoffs, and we'll talk with UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney as their season gets underway this weekend.
The Huskers.
Exhibition game against the Huskers. Want to thank Loper football coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College football coach Tony Harper, and Lance Thorell for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on AM down Kearney, 1550 on AM down Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!